Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Hey, we got a really cool event coming up this week. In fact, it is tomorrow. It's the NDSU Cover Crops Intercropping and Soil Health Field Day. And to find out more about what's going on, we're going to bring in Marisol Berti. She's a professor in the Department of Plant Sciences at NDSU. And Marisol, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And thanks for letting me talk about our exciting event.
All right.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have this field day in the Fargo area. You know, we are talking about different of the projects that we have funded by USDA NIFA. The field day is going to start in the Hickson Research Site, so you have to drive there. It's a few miles south of Fargo. So if you start there, you have to go to take I-29 and take exit 48 and then go east of exit and then turn north on Highway 81 and you'll see the field day flags.
Okay.
So we have that side in the morning, and then in the afternoon at noon, about 11:30, everyone will drive back to Fargo, and then we'll have the rest of the field day in the experiment station at Fargo, which is about intersection with 15 Avenue North and Dakota Drive.
Okay.
And you'll see the big tent, so
you'll
see us.
All right, very good. First of all, if we could, let's get a little history on this, the NDSU Cover Crops event, Intercropping Soil Health. How many years have you guys been doing this event in particular?
Yeah, I've been working at NDSU since 2009 on cover crops and forages, and we started this field day in 2015.
Oh.
So we've done it every year, except for the pandemic year.
Okay.
We've done it every year since then. So we decided that it will be interesting to show the farmers what we were doing in research and different cover crops. So we planned different experiments for them to see. A couple years ago, we had to do two sites, and it's because we are not allowed to grow corn and sunflower in our campus, and we have some projects that include those crops. So that's why now we have some of the experiments that are elsewhere. But it's pretty close. It's only like 20 minutes drive to the other place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the morning session first, if we could, Marisol, and talk about what types of things are going to be covered at the Hickson session.
Yeah. So we'll start at 9 in registration, and then we have three experiments that we're going to be showing, and we have different speakers that are going to be showing those studies. So the first one we're going to show is the sunflower, alfalfa, and sainfoin intercropping. For those who don't know, sainfoin is also a forage legume that is grown more in western ones. So I have two students of mine presenting, Michaela Tavert. She already graduated, and she did sunflower alfalfa intercropping, and so she'll be presenting some of the results. And then a student now, current master student, is working on both alfalfa and sainfoin intercropping with sunflower. So I want to explain this because we have other intercroppings going on too. The reason we're doing this, and these are USDA NIFA funded projects, is a way to establish a forage legume like alfalfa and sainfoin while growing a different crop.
Cool.
So we are doing this with sunflower, corn, sorghum, and the idea is that because the alfalfa establishment year, the alfalfa grows very slow and there's not much hay that you can harvest, maybe one or maybe two cuts at the most. But if we establish it with another crops, like a cash crop, then next year the alfalfa is a full crop of first production, and so you don't have to wait for that yield. So that's why we're doing this, and this is a general intercropping. We have several projects funded by NIFA doing this. So the first one is the sunflower, alfalfa, and sainfoin intercropping. Then once my student will show what they're doing, so Michaela Tavert and Chesed Islam, they will join that experiment. Then we will move to the next one, which is a corn alfalfa and sorghum alfalfa intercropping. So again, the same idea of how we establish alfalfa while growing a different crop. And people say, why are you doing that for? Well, one of the goals of my project is how we get farmers to grow more alfalfa in the rotation.
Okay.
And try to incorporate, because alfalfa is a great crop for soil health. It reduces erosion. It's great for biodiversity. And that's something fun we're going to show. My students are all evaluating biodiversity. So they have sticky traps and cup traps. So they'll show the audience how different are the insects in each group. It's super exciting. We started doing that last year. And then for the first time, you can see that what is in one crop or in the next crop is completely different. And it's very interesting to see how many the diversity of insects they are on each crop or each mix of crops. And 99% of them are beneficial insects. You know, they're not pests,
okay,
which is really, really incredible. So so we got the corn alfalfa and sorghum alfalfa. My PhD student, Haley Mosqueda, will be showing those and the results. She's already been a year here on the program, so she'll be talking about some of her results. This part of the project, also funded by a large USDA NIFA project. And so in the last part of the field day in Hickson in the morning will be about soil microbiome diversity and integrated cropping systems. So we are trying to integrate diversity by putting more than one crop together or by doing more rotations. And we've been doing insects, and we've been measuring yield and, you know, economics.
Okay.
But this is the first time we're looking what happened with the microbes in the soil when you put a different crop.
Right.
So my colleague, Dr. James Anderson from the USDA ARS in Fargo, is working with us with this project. And so they're evaluating the soil microbiome on the roots of different crops, wheat, sunflower, soybean, soybean and camelina. Winter camelina is an oilseed. So he will present the goals of all this project. It's funded by the USDA ARS, and also working with Dr. Barney Geddes from the Microbiological Sciences Department at NDSU. So a student of Dr. Geddes will be presenting some of the results they've already seen, and it's incredible. I just saw it for the first time last week, and it's incredible the diversity also of microbes they are in these different plants.
Okay.
The roots are completely different, and though the microbes have different functions in soil health, so when you put a different crop, you're changing that population and diversity and the functioning of that soil. That's why it's so important to have different crops, different cover crops, and different intercropping, because
okay,
you're not only changing diversity above ground, but diversity below ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Marisol,
so that would be the morning.
Right. And then if you could, real quick, we only got about a minute or so left, if you could just give us the rundown of what's going to be happening in Fargo.
Yeah. Okay. So in Fargo, after lunch, we're going to have lunch at 12. We are going to talk about several projects, winter camelina as a low carbon fuel crop. I'll be talking about that. It's a cover crop. We'll be talking about another project on alfalfa rhizobium research, the research that Dr. Claire Keane is doing in Kernza, and then I'll be talking and showing the cover crops and forage sorghum research in North Dakota. So we have several speakers for the afternoon, too, and the program will end about 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
If you cannot come in the morning, you're welcome to come also in the afternoon.
Fantastic. All right, is pre-registration required, or can people just show up at this point?
It's better if you register, so we have a good head count for food, and if we need to put more, get more food, we will.
All right.
So it's better if you do. But I think we are pretty covered. We had about 50 people already registered, but we're welcome to get more. If we can have more, we're happy to have you here.
If somebody can do it today, where can they register or find out more information about the event?
Yeah, there is a web page, and I'll send it to you the link.
Okay.
So it's a web page or
NDSU extension.
NDSU have it in the plant science department. There is a link. I don't know if I can read it. It's very long. So
that's all right. Just give it just a general. If they go to the NDSU extension site, they should be able to find it.
Yes. All right. Should be able to find it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Marisol, I believe the weather is going to be good. Might be a little bit warm, but it should be a great day for you. And I appreciate you.
Great.
I appreciate you coming on.
It's going to be great. Thank you.
It was fun to talk to you. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.